Before all that, though, let's not forget that
but
we have a wonderful guest.
This is one of my favorite people.
Oh, really? Why, Jeff?
I love Eva.
Eva Heinemann. And why do you love Eva Heinemann?
Because she's one of those people that you meet in the theater, that she's a character, and she's just so nice.
Yeah.
You can't help but love Eva Heinemann.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Eva, also, like you, has a cable TV show.
As a matter of fact, hers is on just before us, I believe.
So, yeah, we'll ask her. It's called High Drama on Manhattan Cable. Eva, are you with us?
Yes, I am. And, Jeff, I love you, too.
I love you, Eva.
And I'm glad you said I was nice, but some people don't think I'm so nice.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Most of the other critics who are calling in tonight are weighing in on the different categories of the Tony Awards, what they think will win and what they really hope will win. And I was going to ask Eva to do that, too, but she stopped me short before I even got started in asking her by saying that she had attended the big cocktail party for all the Tony nominees, and also for the press, to meet and greet and do their interviews and stuff. So I thought, oh, great, you know, you can tell all these anecdotes and what did they say and how was it? Except you had a really horrible experience. So, Eva, the mic is yours, or at least the telephone is. Tell us, what was this? It was
I'm dying to hear this.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, please bring back Keith Sherman as a press agent for the Tony Awards. Please, at least they understand theater. These initial press agents, like PMH, PMK, HBH, I don't know who the hell they are. They're ridiculous.
Well, start at the beginning.
I'm
what
sure
happened?
They'll be happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Thanks
for costing me all future sponsorship here. Okay.
These are the opinions of Eva Heinemann and not anyone else's.
Right, exactly. So you went to the Tony cocktail party and...
But not a cocktail party. Okay. It's in the afternoon. It's called a Meet the Press... Meet the Press nomination. The nominators meet the press.
Was Tim Russert there?
They view at the Marriott Marquis. And they do this every year. And last year, these same people with my same credentials let me go up with all the rest of the people,
mm-hmm.
So to the view, to the top. And this happened with Keith Sherman, where all of a sudden I was persona non grata, but they would let me go by the elevators by the view, and I would do my interviewing there, because all the press agents know me, the actors, everyone knows me. I've been doing this for 11 years, for God's sake.
That's right, your show has been on the air on Manhattan Neighborhood Network for 11 years.
Yeah, right before Two on the Aisle.
Well, at least it wasn't always, but it is now. Yeah.
It is now.
Okay.
So, it's a great double feature.
And you're... Yeah.
Yes. And I emailed them, telling them that I was going to go do what I used to do with Keith Sherman, which is, you know, go by the elevators and grab interviewers as I can if they want. If they say no, fine, no problem.
Well, Eva, who are some of the people that you have interviewed on the fly in your
Who
have
you grabbed, Eva?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I was just thinking of Alan Bates. I got Alan Bates.
Okay.
And I've gotten Lauren Bacall in the past. I mean, I've gotten great people. I mean, Richard Griffiths, for God's sake, talked to me for like an hour. He is so cool.
Who was that?
That was this year. Richard Griffiths.
Yeah, this year.
Ooh, did you hear what he did on the 29th of May?
What?
No.
He stopped the show. Someone's
cell phone.
Yeah, someone's cell phone rang.
Him.
He hates that.
Good
he stopped
him.
The show.
Yeah.
And he scolded the people. He goes, now, the stage manager told you to please turn off your cell phone. We told you it was illegal in New York State. Now, turn off your cell phone. And he stopped. He goes, I'm going to start it again. And he did. And in England, he actually got people thrown out of the theater for having their cell phone.
Good for him.
He hates it.
Oh, man. I mean, if I tell you, it was, I think it was, not Faith Healer. There was one that was really... a very quiet show that was interrupted incessantly by cell phones when I went to see it. It was almost, literally, people were in a rage around this person whose phone kept ringing and ringing. But Eva, we're taking away from your story.
I'm sorry, Eva.
So what?
Well,
when you were interviewing Richard...
I just want to tell a quick theater rage story on my part. I was at Sweeney Todd matinee, and these women behind me with a plastic bag, they weren't even opening candy, they were just deliberately rattling a plastic bag. I actually physically grabbed a plastic bag with them and almost hit them over the head with it.
You slap them, Eva.
That's
You're
great.
So nice.
Oh, I've done such similar things. I don't have time to get into them, but I've been rather nasty to people who were just noisy. But
yeah,
Eva.
They talk to each other.
I emailed
PMH, whatever the heck they're, the initial.
PMK, yeah.
I emailed them and told them what I was going to do. I said, if that's a problem, let me know. They didn't let me know. I get there, my cameraman, Barry Liebman, was there. Someone approaches me. I tell them what I'm going to do. They don't say anything. They say, fine, no problem. Then I talked to Mark Ruffalo and Pablo Schreiber from Awaken Sing.
Wow.
And Mark and I are discussing Clifford Odets because I was really upset because Clifford Odets made names and I thought he was a pig and that he's a hypocritical bastard because he doesn't believe what he writes. But then Mark actually took away my disillusionment and gave me my illusionment back because apparently Clifford Odets said to the House of Un-American Activities, darn you. But he said, F you to the, you know, I'm just quoting Mark Ruffalo. He said the same thing. That, you know.
That's going to cost you, Eva.
To the House of Un-American Activities. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
And maybe that's why I got into trouble, too.
I guess so.
So apparently Clifford Odets only named people who already said they'd been named. He was proud to be a communist, and he stood up for himself. And I was so happy. So we were talking about communism and socialism and all this other stuff. And then he went upstairs. And the next thing I know, a nasty old cop is in my face saying, pack up and go.
No.
Excuse me, I say. And they say, the clients want you to go. I go, what clients? And he wouldn't. And they were the PMH people at the table. And they would not even, he wouldn't even let me approach them. I couldn't even go up to them. They didn't have the courtesy to even talk to me or anything. And I'm like, what's going on here? And they were talking about my stupid credentials, which were fine last year, but now for some reason this year, who knows what the problem is.
Well,
I think I'm a communist.
Eva, you call them up and you quote Clifford Odets to them.
That's right. Awaken, and shriek.
Awaken curse.
But why didn't you just signal the PMK people and say, hey, what's going on here?
Well, I did.
Aren't they the people who wanted to leave?
And they were, like, afraid to approach me, I guess. Like I said, I don't know, maybe they thought I was a communist. I don't know.
I don't think that mattered. But you need to take a breath on this. I mean, I know you're upset. I know you want to vent on this. But what happened when the policeman showed up?
The police showed up?
No, that's what she said. A cop was
one cop.
Policeman. Was he a cop from the street or just from wandering around the... Oh, okay, yeah.
No, he was
You got attacked by the Marriott police?
With Keith Sherman, when the security guard, this was not a cop, but a security guard approached me, Keith Sherman said, no, leave her alone, it's okay.
Huh.
He shooed the security guard away and protected me, while these people, they attacked me with the cop.
Well, Eva, you just got to tell these people who you are. They just don't know who you are.
Well, they shouldn't know. She sent an email. She said who she was. And what has been, at the point the police showed up, you left.
It wasn't the police. It was the Marriott
police.
It was a policeman. It was an actual policeman, a scary policeman with a gun.
Oh, the New York City police were there to escort you out?
Yeah.
Really?
Sorry, I just had to do that.
It's true, though.
But by the way, I wanted to ask this when I was talking to him the other day. Did they keep the camera rolling? Was your cameraman taking any of this?
Unfortunately, he wasn't because we had finished our interview, so we stopped the interview. We were talking about, wasn't that cool, Mark Ruffalo? The thing is, he kept talking to me. I had to shoo him away because we were having such an interesting conversation.
So what are you going to?
He's an intelligent actor. I really like him.
Well, what are you going to do, though, about...
Eva, here he's single.
Is he really? Oh, I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. No, but so now that you left, they did not beat you up, but they had a menacing police...
Are you allowed back in the Marriott anymore?
It was a humiliating situation.
Yeah, and you don't need a theater professional. And I gave them plenty of opportunities to deal directly with me. All they had to do, if I was upsetting them or they didn't like me or for whatever reason.
But were you upsetting?
All they had to do was say, excuse me, this isn't working. Do you mind leaving? And I would have gone.
Well,
being
that's...
Civilized.
They played
it. Are you sure that that's who called the police on you?
Yes.
In other words, it wouldn't have been just the hotel doing it. It would have been PMK.
No, they said
someone
the
said
client.
There's a little woman in the elevator lobby.
With a cameraman, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't anyone else filming there?
They were all filming upstairs.
Oh, you were downstairs on the entrance to the venue.
Maybe they thought you were a security risk. Maybe you were
filming. But how come you weren't allowed to go upstairs?
I don't know why this year I was not allowed. Maybe because, Julia Roberts, David Schwimmer, even though they weren't there. Who knows? I guess Harry Potter.
Did you even want to talk to Julia Roberts, really?
Well, I like her.
I talked to her.
We won't
and she thinks the world of you.
Yeah, exactly.
She's a pretty woman.
So, but Eva, what are you going to do, aside from going on you know, the CBB Tony show and saying naughty things, what are you going to do? Are you writing letters? What are you doing?
Sue him. Sue him. I say sue him.
Well, no, really.
No, what I was going to do was, I'm a nice person, and I know everyone's busy with the Tony Awards right now, and I don't want to bother people because they're busy with the Tony Awards. I'm going to write to Jed Bernstein, and I'm going to write to Sondra Gilman, and I'm going to let them know what happened.
Well, I thought Jed was leaving office, like, imminently. He's the head of the League of American Theaters and Producers. And he's stepping down, I thought, at the very end of the season, so you better get him quick. And Sondra Gilman is what? She's, who is she?
She's the head of the American Theater Wing now.
Right, okay, so yeah, they're the folks who co-produce the Tony Awards. I guess we should have prefaced it with that. Well, I wish you... Wish you luck with...
Oh, and Eva, I have to have you get on my little problem, too. I have to tell you about a little problem I have.
Off the air. Unless you want to talk about it now.
I want Hound Dog Eva on my case. You get after him. You go, girl.
But I do want to put in a plug for The Drowsy Chaperone, because I do love that show so much.
Did you talk to anyone from The Drowsy Chaperone?
All of them.
Who'd you talk to?
Eva, tell your story about when you saw... The Drowsy Chaperone the first time.
Oh, do I have time to tell this?
Make it quickly.
Okay, because it's a wonderful story. The National Alliance of Musical Theaters in September put on 45-minute versions of musicals to shop around to the rest of the country. And they had The Drowsy Chaperone. And you're only allowed 45 minutes. But the audience loved it so much that we actually rioted. They had to come in and quell us because we wanted to see the whole thing. We didn't want them to leave. We loved it so much.
Eva, you're a troublemaker. You know?
So you've been arrested and quelled.
That's right. Well, I'm afraid we have to quell you now because we've got to move on with the show, but thank you for calling in.
And
sorry
we love you,
Eva.
I'm sorry you had that bad experience.
But I'm sure, I hope you have many, many better Tony and theater experiences in the years to come. When again can people watch High Drama on Manhattan Cable?
Yes, on Channel 57, Time Warner, RCN Channel 85, streaming www.mnn.org, 7:30 to 8 p.m. is High Drama, 8 to 8:30, 2 on the aisle.
You have that down. I don't even know it that well.
Well, Eva...
When am I on again?
You're on after Eva.
8:30.
8:30 for every other Friday, is that it?
8 to 8:30 every other Friday.
It's like a little theater block. It's
our
really
next
cool.
show will be June 2nd. And you can hear the Mark Ruffalo interview. I've got the Mark Ruffalo interview on my show June 2nd.
So fans of Awake and Sing, go see or watch Eva Heinemann's show on June 2nd.
And see how she got arrested.
That's right.
The interview that got her almost arrested.
Almost.
The indignity of it all.
Yes.
It truly is.
Well, thank you for sharing your indignity with us.
And we love you.
I just coined the word there. And yes, we love you, Eva. And
she's gross indignancy.
3 degrees of it.
Eva, have a great one.
I got the third degree on it.
There you go.
Happy Tonys.
Happy Tony.
Bye-bye.